Live at ATIA 2011, it's Michael Off, catching up with Larry Skutkan with APH, American Printing House. And we're going to find out what's new here from APH. Last I talked with you, Larry, you gave us a big demo of the Bookport Plus, and I think we were kind of the first to put that out in the podcast space. We were very excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't talk about it yet other than just to tease you a little bit and say there's an exciting announcement where that's concerned coming up in the next few weeks, hopefully by CSUN, and we'll leave it at that.
Right.
We like to tease, you know. But other than that, let's talk about kind of what's new at APH, what you've done the last few months here.
All right. Well, just came out with or about to release a new version of one of our Verbal View tutorials, which are very comprehensive tutorials delivered in DAISY audio and, well, full text, full audio format. And this one is on Word 2007, and we just recently released one on the Office Ribbon Bar so that, you know, you just get the interface for all the Office applications that way. And one of the nice things about that one is we're trying a little bit different delivery mechanism. You can still get it on CD, but also we're making that one available on NLS cartridge. So if you have an NLS player, you can just plug this thing right into it. And, of course, it's all very highly structured, so you can go right to the sections that interest you the most and skip past the ones you don't.
Right, or if you you can just copy generally the book from the CD over to either USB stick and put it in
too.
The root directory, and the NLS player will play those. I've seen that done with National Braille Press, so that's a feature a lot of people don't know that you can do.
And along those lines, too, I probably should mention that APH is now delivering Newsweek and Reader's Digest in audio DTB format.
Yeah, so explain how that works. You actually...
Well, you have to have an NLS authorized player. So if you don't have a key on your Bookport, for instance, it'll just say you're not authorized to play it. But you go to the NLS website. Of course, it'll play on the stream and the BookSense and the... It already plays on the NLS player, but you go to tech.aph.org/mags, M-A-G-S, and you can download the current issue of Newsweek or Reader's Digest, and then there's also an archive section for the... we're not going to go back and do old issues, but starting this year, we're doing Reader's Digest and Newsweek, and the back issues will be available. And you just download it, unzip it, and copy it over to your flash card or your SD card, whatever device you happen to have. And
so how's that work? That's like a contractual agreement, and you actually have narrators in APH that record it? Okay.
Yep. Same way we've been recording them on cassette, you know, for years and so we just started making
them. I just thought it was interesting that you have to go to APH to get these. That they're not distributed via the NLS BART program, is that correct?
You know what? That's exactly right. What's going on there is APH, gosh, I think it was back in the 20s or 30s, made an agreement with Reader's Digest to produce them in Braille and make them available for free to people. And it's just carried on ever since then.
Okay. That's
so
cool.
It is kind of confusing to someone that's not familiar with the particular arrangement there.
I mean, I guess to some folks that could be an inconvenience. To me, it's not a big deal. And I think it opens up. Does that mean that NLS is either going to partner with some third-party entities, or this just because this has been a long-standing agreement and contract? And I guess time will tell.
Well, NLS is partnering in the sense that they are allowing us to use their authorization for us to protect these books, you know, so the publisher is comfortable with us distributing them that way. And we're taking advantage of the fact that NLS has already established this procedure for obtaining a key for your device, and you know, they do the checking to make sure that you're authorized to be able to receive a key, and so we're partnering with them in that sense. That we're, I guess you could call it, piggybacking on their good work there with the encryption and the keys, and they're perfectly fine with that. And I think you'll see some other companies doing that. In fact, Open Library is doing the same thing with text versions of the books. Are you aware of that?
Oh, openlibrary.org? Yeah. With the NLS protection? DAISY?
Yep. They're not audio, though. Those are text-based. But you do have to have a key to play those, too, right? So it's the same kind of arrangement.
Interesting.
And what else is new? We've got cases for... we've got nice leather cases for the Refresher Braille, the Braille Plus, and the combination of the Refresher Braille and the Braille Plus together. They sort of fit in there like a book, and you open them up, and the Refresher Braille, of course, is on one side, and the Braille Plus on the other. And we just came out with a really nice program. One of our research project leaders is doing a presentation on that this afternoon. It's called O&M for Families, and it's a software that helps O&M teachers communicate more effectively with the parents of students. So it gives them lesson plans and kind of describes their child's condition and what kind of mobility activities that the parents can engage with the child. Very, very popular and interesting software package for mobility teachers. And we've had a lot of requests to sort of generalize that a little bit more so that maybe teachers could do IEPs with it or, other subject matter. So we're kind of looking into that a little bit, too. But O&M for Families is out now and available. I think that's...
That's kind of the new stuff of the last few months. That sounds good.
Of course, that's about it, yeah.
Follow Fred's Head.
Works. Yeah, lots of Fred's Head stuff going on. Yeah.
You always follow Michael McCarty there and Fred's Head on Twitter, and you just get the latest, any new products, even new positions for employment that come up occasionally at APH. Go through that portal. So it's a great resource to follow on Twitter. So,
All right,
Larry. Well, thanks a lot. Maybe we'll catch up with you at CSUN and hope for some new news of something going on there. But till then, you heard it here. Cerotalk.com and live at ATIA 2011. This is Michael Loff.